Hey, it's the after show at warm101.3.com. Tony, Christy, and Nikki. Today is Monday, the 19th of July.
We had so much rain, guys.
Oh, man.
So much rain. And today, you know, Rich is looking at live Doppler 10. It's like, it should be sunny out there. Yeah. What's going on? Dude, it's hazy. Check it out. The reason, Canadian wildfires.
Yeah. Are they out west?
So I believe they are west of us.
Yeah.
But I was looking at this online, but I was just like, oh my gosh, first we got all this rain and now we don't get the clear sun because of wildfires.
Man, it was like, this is so far one of the rainiest Julys ever, and it's not
fifth
even...
Fifth rainiest,
and it's not over. We got like 10, 11 more days, so...
It's insane.
Yeah, it's funny, because we were talking... Obviously, I had never seen it... Well, not never. I haven't seen it in a long time rain like it rained on Saturday, which was just a total washout from start to finish. And where I live, the lake is really high. I'm feeling bad for all those folks with the floods. I know even in Germany... It's weird.
Gosh.
It's weird. Half the country is burning up, and half the country is underwater.
Right.
You know, and that's actually kind of like the same thing. Is in Germany, they're underwater. In Africa, they're burning up. So the whole world's going through this thing. We are screwing up the world. Just in case you haven't
heard. Tony, did you see the news about the Mount Morris Dam?
I did, but I didn't really pay too much attention.
So this will give you some perspective. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rochester, we saw about 3 inches of rain. Okay, mm-hmm. One spot, 3 inches. All right. Well, the Mount Morris Dam mm-hmm. went up, I want to say, 36 feet
wow.
in 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it going to come over the dam?
Well, no. It's holding it up, which, is a great investment.
Yeah.
Because without it, I believe I was told it used to flood downtown Rochester all the time.
I don't know how long has the dam been there? Because I remember when I was in high school, we had floods, and my brothers and my father and I went out to RIT, where the river flows over there, uh-huh. and we helped sandbag. That was like 1972.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna have to look it up.
I don't know how long that's been out there. But even like if it was there in 72, that was Hurricane Agnes. We went out and sandbagged it because it was the river. I mean, it was ridiculous. But yeah,
between 1948 and 1952, they built the Mount Morris Dam.
So Hurricane Agnes, it didn't help. I've been out to the dam. Have you ever been out to the dam, Nikki?
Come on, it's right around the corner from my house. Come on, Tony. I know.
Isn't it great to go out? It's just gorgeous. I love that whole area. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we actually canoe. We'll go into, we'll put our kayaks in Mount Morris.
Oh, yeah?
And we'll canoe up to the dam.
Really? I've never done that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right now it might be more like whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to do that now. I might fly over the dam. Oh, man. So how often did you weigh yourself in quarantine was the question.
Oh, every day, did for you? Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost 20% of us did not step on a scale for
a
whole
really?
Year. Oh, really? Well, you don't like bad news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I weigh myself probably twice a day. I weigh myself in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot for a guy.
I know.
Yeah. My husband rarely steps on the scale.
Well, I'm okay with my weight. I'm just not okay where it is, because it's just, I have accordioned a little bit,
Yeah. So yeah.
It's the normal guy thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I, it's one of those things where I have been the same weight. Now, I gained a little bit over the quarantine, but I've lost it all. I'm back to my normal weight.
Nice.
Okay? I've been this weight for probably 15, 20 years. And like I said, I lost almost 3 inches of height. So,
ouch, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
So how tall are you now?
I'm 6 foot and 1/4.
The shrinking
Stop
man.
Stop lying. He's 5'2".
I know.
Just kidding.
I know. My mother has shrunk almost 4 inches.
Oh, mine too. Mine shrunk 3 already.
Yeah. Oh, my poor mom. Mom was 5'8". My dad's 6 foot. Mom's 5'8". They had kids. I came out 5'5", 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
My sister's 5'2". And
oh, wow.
I'm taller than my mom now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been taller than my mom always, but she's really getting shorter and shorter. I said, pretty soon you'll be non-existent.
Yeah, well, that's what I used to kid my grandmother. I said, you're not going to die. You're just going to disappear one day.
Yeah. You're getting so little.
But, so it's, like I said, I'm the same weight, but I'm just accordioned. It kind of bums me out, but not enough to do anything about it. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. It is what it is.
So there was a movie based on this, and this is a real story now. Last month, two women who discovered that they were dating the same guy, so they dumped him. And they went on a trip to Turkey together. But then a woman in Boise, Idaho, discovered that her boyfriend had dated six other women at the same time. Yeah. So it turns out three of these people got together. You know, wasn't there a movie based on this a while ago with Kate, the model. I can't think of her name. She was one of those Sports Illustrated models. But there are three women on a road trip. They discovered that they were all dating the same guy, so they dumped him and then went on a road. They pitched in. They bought an old school bus. They renovated it. They included bunk beds and a rooftop deck. And the three of them went on a summer-long cross-country trip. The Washington Post reached out to the ex, but he's not talking. But I think I know there was a movie a couple of years ago. It was a pretty cheesy, stupid movie, how they got back at the guy and all that stuff. But
there was one with Cameron Diaz, the other woman.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. She hasn't made a movie in a long time.
Yeah, that one was back
in 2014. She retired from acting for a while.
I think she's done for a while. But these three girls, they look fun. Like, they got a big school bus. I mean, they're having a good time, you know? So what the heck? Why not?
I think that was it. Kate Upton.
Yes, that's
in that.
Yes.
It's the one with Cameron Diaz, yeah.
Oh, is that the one? Okay, so that's the movie. There you go. Kate Upton. I didn't know. But, yeah, so that was just a movie, but this actually happened in real life.
Real life.
I know. So, well, you know, what the heck? Why not? Go have fun. Just, you know, I'm sure they're recording it. They're probably Instagramming it and all that stuff, you know. So.
They're kind of cute, too. Yeah. I'm just checking them out.
Yeah. Shouldn't I be checking them out?
Oh, speaking of Instagram, I let Nate get Instagram.
Oh, did you?
So far
Wait,
he's got
what?
Yeah, Snapchat and Instagram.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, cause all his friends do.
So just cause everyone's doing it, Nate's doing it now too.
Well, I just mean he wanted to, so I let him. There's a few I won't let him on yet, so you know, within reason. So he says to me. For the lacrosse game yesterday, he goes, "Can you get some good action shots of me?"
OMG.
So I can put it on my Instagram. I was
That's
like,
hilarious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I took like a million of them, right? With my phone. Yeah. And he goes, "There was a few good ones." I already sent them to my phone.
You need to step it up, Mom.
I know. I was like, sorry. I was too busy watching the game. And watching how awesome the games were, which we won, by the way. But it was cute to hear. I felt like I was dealing with a Kardashian.
Yes.
Oh, no, you.
So do I sometimes.
The lighting on this one, Mom, was just a little off.
It's not the greatest.
Can you,
okay?
Use your filter on that one next time?
So bad.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Well, be careful because my boys, they like to do YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And once I went on there and looked, and I was like, dude, you're deleting this, you're deleting this, you're deleting this. I mean, kids just obviously don't know sometimes what's appropriate and what's not.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. So please monitor that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if you know, Nikki, but my child is perfect.
Yeah.
Apparently you're not aware.
Hey, what's his Instagram? I want to follow him.
That's right.
I'm not going to tell you right now.
Really?
Text it to me.
Is your mother still on whatever she's doing? Twitter?
Twitter, on and off.
Okay.
When she gets kicked off.
She gets kicked off Twitter?
She's gotten kicked off before,
jeez. Her and Trump.
Right.
That's funny.
But she wasn't talking good about Trump. That's the thing with her.
Okay.
She gets in trouble.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
The things you got to deal with these days.
Yes,
I know.
The old people and the young people all on their social medias that can't handle it. That's what I get notifications whenever she sends a tweet because I don't trust her.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm glad I'm not dealing with that.
Right?
There's so much I'm not dealing with. And even if I was supposed to be dealing with it, I decided I'm never going to deal with it.
Well, it's funny because my sister said, because I was telling her how, you know, I'm running here, I'm running there. And, you know, Nikki, you know, now you're running there, running here.
Oh, gosh,
And my sister does too. And she goes, what are we going to do with ourselves when they're gone in college and we're not running them everywhere? I said, according to Tony, it's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
That's what I told her. She goes, really? I go, yeah. It's like spring break every day.
It is.
I love it.
It is. I don't have a lot to do.
That's what I said. I go, so we're going to enjoy life again.
I deal with my mom. My wife deals with her parents, but that's natural. But there's just not a lot to do.
My mom's living with me.
Yeah.
When do I get a break?
Oh, honey, baby doll.
You won't be getting the break. Trust me on this one, buddy.
Okay.
You're in for the long haul.
Awesome. Fun times. But no, I love every minute of it with Nate, but yep. It was just funny because I was like, I was too that mom that like, oh, I'm dreading if he when he leaves me. And yes, it's going to be sad, but I look to Tony now and I'm like, apparently it's awesome. Yeah, so it's good.
You'll get over it. Trust me. You will get over it in a heartbeat. I got over it a long time ago. Most parents, you hear these stories about parents are crying when their kids leave home. No, they're supposed to leave home.
Yeah.
I was happy, and I told my kids, listen, there's probably not a lot for you here in this city, so don't just, you know, think of the world. And
yeah.
They did, you know, and I'm happy for them. Yes, I miss them.
Right.
But the thing is, they call almost every day,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is.
Isn't that so
sweet?
They call and talk to both their mom and dad.
Yes. It's wonderful. No, it's not the same as having him in the house, but... You know, it is what it is, and we'll see them. And
you mean they're not supposed to live with you? Like your parents aren't supposed to be living with you right now? Maybe your mom? Yeah.
Yeah. So work on it. So,
okay.
I'm telling you. It's
well, working. I told my sister that, and she goes, "Okay," because at first, like we've all been, what are we gonna do once we're not doing this anymore?
You're gonna relax.
Yeah, relax. That's a good way to put it.
All right, kids, there's the after show. Share it with all your friends and all your socials, your Instas, and whatever. Okay, we'll see you on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sleep.